Well, hello, friends. It is Wednesday, and it's time for the Wednesday edition of the Drive Time Show right here on Vaughn Radio. If you're driving, I hope you are driving safely and get to your destination and reach your destination. And tongue face, you know. So, we're here for you. We're here to join you on this journey. We have lots to talk about on the show today. We're going to talk about the expression, the cold shoulder, el hombro frío. Don't give me the cold shoulder, Tino. It's an expression. We're going to talk about that expression. Also, Marilyn Monroe, a portrait of Marilyn Monroe, has sold for a record $195 million. Dios mío. $195 million, people. It's a lot of money. We'll talk a bit about that story. Also, in our history section, Britain's most notorious, famous spy died on this day in 1988. We'll talk about this spy, a guy by the name of Kim Philby. What was he famous for? We'll talk about him. Also, Salvador Dali was born in 1904 on this day. We got all kinds of interesting history, grammar, pronunciation, questions and answers. We're going to answer a bunch of questions from listeners like you in our by request portion of the show. So much to talk about. So let's dive right in, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, the Drive Time Show. It is that time. I hope you're driving safely. Like I said, if you are driving, drive time is a term that we use in the world of radio. La hora punta. No, because it's you're driving. It says conduciendo. People are going to work. People are coming back from work. But now in the COVID era or the post COVID, I don't know. Are we post COVID yet? I don't know. Estamos en ello. We're still part of it. But we're still part of this time when a lot of people are still working from home, wouldn't you say, Tino? Hay mucha gente trabajando en casa, eso digo yo. I work from home a lot. I work from home most of the day. I come in to basically record radio, to do live radio, and I do other things. They had me going to some other places, but most of the time I am most of the time I'm working from home. And it's working out. Está funcionando, at least for me. Anyway, today, another warm day here in Madrid. I don't know what it's like where you are. People can write in and tell us where they're listening from. Let's see, do we have any Mexicans? ¿Algún mexicano por ahí? Write in and let me know if you're tuned in from Mexico or if you're listening from Venezuela or you're listening from Argentina. Actually, we might have an interesting coming up soon. We might have a very famous Venezuelan musical group coming up on the show in a few weeks, in un par de semanas. And I'm going to start. I think we need to start bringing back guests, Tino. Nos toca. Ya es el momento. To bring guests back to the Drive Time Show. Interesting interviews, interesting content. The time has come. I really think so. Anyway, let's get things started with today's program, as we often do, by stepping into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. The warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym. Okay, everybody. It's like that exercise music, right? Para calentar motores un poco. Okay, here we go. En voz alta, number one. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? No los he visto todavía. I haven't seen them yet. Todavía no. I haven't seen them yet. Yet is used in questions and negatives. ¿Cómo? Yet is used in questions and negatives. Okay, that's a rule. ¿Se ha hecho algo? ¿Se ha hecho algo? Has anything been done? Has anything been done? Llevo horas intentando encontrarle. I've been trying to find him for hours. Horas, eh? I've been trying to find him for hours. I have been trying to find him for hours. Present perfect. I have been trying to find him for hours. Hace mucho que no les veo. I haven't seen them for a long time. 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 ¿Cuánto tiempo llevas fuera? ¿Cuánto tiempo llevas fuera? How long have you been away? Hey, how long have you been away? ¿Se te ha ocurrido alguna vez traerlo aquí? Has it ever occurred to you to bring it here? Has it ever occurred to you to bring it here? To bring it. Traerlo aquí. Bring here. Bring here, take there. Bring here, take there. Bring here, take there. Think of that. Bring here, traer. Traerlo aquí. Bring here. Llevarlo allí. Take it there. Bring it here, take it there. ¿Se te ha ocurrido alguna vez? Has it ever occurred to you to bring it here? Esté donde esté, le encontraré. Él, por ejemplo. Wherever he is, I'll find him.
I'm going to find you, boy.
Yeah. Wherever he is, I'll find him. Esté donde esté. Wherever he is. And that was the slogan of the Mounties, la Policía Montada de Canadá, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. They said their slogan was, "We always get our man." Siempre encontramos nuestro hombre. Which is kind of a sexist comment. It implies that the criminal is always a man. Well, you know, historically. Wherever he is, esté donde esté, le encontraré. The Mounties always get their man. And looking at the origin of that expression. The myth about Mounties always getting their man. Do you know the Canadian myth about the Mountie always getting their man? There's a story in here. Anyway, they always get their man. Siempre encuentran el su hombre, el culpable, the guy that's running away. They always get their man. Okay, ¿tengo que hacerlo? Do I have to do it? Oye, ¿tengo que hacerlo? Do I have to do it? Do I?
Ah, por supuesto, caballero.
Do I have to do it? Do I have to do it? ¿Quién tiene que hacerlo? Who has to do it? ¿Quién tiene que hacerlo? Who has to do it? Who has to do it?
Ese soy yo.
Antes tenían más problemas. They used to have more problems. Eso sí. Oh, they used to have more problems. Used to. Antes tenían. Mejor que solía, ¿eh? Antes tenían más problemas. They used to have more problems. I used to live in Canada. I used to drink a lot of Coca-Cola. I used to wear khaki pants, but now I don't. Yeah, I used to wear khaki pants, Tino, but not anymore. Ya no. I used to I used to have braces when I was a kid. Braces. Los brackets. I used to have a cat. I used to ride a bicycle to school. I used to play ice hockey. I used to build igloos in the winter. I used to play baseball in the summer. I used to have a cactus. But now I don't. Antes sí, pero ya no. Used to plus infinitive. It means something was true in the past and now it's not. Ya está. Okay. Now, to be used to, eso es otra cosa. Estar acostumbrado a algo. I'm used to Spanish food. It took me a year. Tardé un año en acostumbrarme a la comida aquí. It took me a year to get used to Spanish food. Okay? Okay, here we go. Yeah, antes tenían más problemas. They used to have more problems. Llevo aquí desde ayer. Es que llevo aquí desde ayer. ¿Eh? I've been here since yesterday. It's true. I've been here since yesterday. I've been here since yesterday. Nadie lo ha firmado aún. Nobody has signed it yet. Cuidado, eh? Nobody has signed it yet. Nadie lo ha firmado aún. Todavía no. Nobody has signed it yet. So yet is used in questions and negatives. Present perfect. Lo ha firmado. It's present perfect. Has. Nadie. Nobody. Behaves as third person singular. So we say nobody has signed. That's the participle of the verb to sign. Y aún. Aquí en negativo. Has to be yet. So it has to be. Nobody has signed it yet. Nadie, nobody. Who has signed it? Nobody. Nobody has signed it yet. Tiene que ser firmado. It has to be signed. Tiene que ser firmado, eh? It has to be signed. It has to be signed. ¿Quién está autorizando para... Excuse me. ¿Quién está autorizado para firmarlo? Who's authorized to sign it? Good question. Hey, who's authorized to sign it? Who's authorized to sign it? Who is? Who's authorized to sign it? And the final, the last one, la última, ¿vale? La última, en voz alta. ¿Quién quiera que hiciera esto? hizo un buen trabajo. Eso sí. Es que mira la calidad, ¿eh? Quien quiera lo hizo esto, hizo un gran trabajo, un buen trabajo. Quien quiera. Whoever. Whoever. Whoever did this, did a good job. Un buen trabajo. Yeah. Oh boy, whoever did this did a good job, I'll tell you that. Ya te digo. Whoever did this did a good job. Maybe we should do one more, Tino. Should we do one more? Ya que estamos, since we're here. I know I said that was the last one, but we're going to do one more just because we're in a good mood today. Estamos de buen humor, de miércoles, todo eso. All right. Jamás he dicho semejante cosa. I've never said such a thing.
Jamás.
Jamás. I've never said such a thing. I've never said semejante cosa, such. Sacha. Sacha. Semejante cosa. I've never said such a thing. Eso no. I've never said such a thing. And we'd link the words together. Sacha, 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 sacha. I've never said such a thing. Okay. Now, I think we have a little activity that we often do. I think Tino's got one for this. This is kind of fun. What we do is we're going to play a track of someone talking. Una pista. Someone talking. Then we're going to analyze it. We might have to play it a few times to master it. And figure out lo que está pasando. That's right. What's going on?
What's going on in your brain?
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Alright, everybody, what's going on? Nice little jingle there, Marvin Gaye, among others. We have a track to play. We're going to listen to it. We're going to talk about it. Let's hear it.
I just got into it because it really felt great doing weight training. I did it for soccer, you know, and like a lot of soccer players do weight training to strengthen their legs. And I think I fell in love with the weight training or with the feeling of being strong and being big and all that. And I wanted to win Mr. Universe. And it was a dream that I had when I was 15 years old. And it's a dream that a lot of kids have. And that's what the film Pumping Iron is about a dream that kids have. And they make it come true in a film. You know, you can see that. And that's what I did.
All right. Now, this is a gentleman. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was born in Austria, not Germany. He was born in Austria. And he speaks with a thick accent. Tiene un acento bastante fuerte. But I think it's not necessarily hard to understand, is it, Tino? I think he speaks fairly clearly. I mean, he talks
like this. He talks like he's got, I don't know, this is a terrible impersonation.
No, terrible. Terrible impersonation.
Talk to the hand.
That's right. But a terrible impersonation. But he has a very, I don't know, a very particular accent. He's famous for his accent. I don't know, when they overdub movies, do they put a strange accent on his voice, Tino, or no? They use a big, deep voice, right? Yeah. Yeah. But Arnold is a classic. So he's talking about bodybuilding, right? Weightlifting. And how he said, when I was young, I started weightlifting and I liked the feeling. Me gustó la sensación. And the experience of getting strong, getting big and getting strong. And I got addicted to that. I got benefit from that. And I wanted more. And he said it was a goal that a lot of young people had, to be big and strong and attractive and all of that. He noticed progress and he got a bit, he didn't use the word, but I would say a bit addicted to growing and growing muscle and getting strong. So he stirred universe because he enjoyed it and he saw progress. It's the same thing with anything, with learning English, for example. When you start to notice progress, which isn't always constant, sometimes it comes in steps, jumps. Ya eres un salto con tu nivel de inglés. But when you do notice it, you say, wow, I'm talking in English. I'm understanding the movie. I'm understanding this guy on the street of New York City. This is cool. This is fun. And you like it and you get hooked. Enganchado. You get hooked on the progress. And so that's what Arnold did with his weightlifting. So let's hear Arnold one more time.
I just got into it because it really felt great doing weight training. I did it for soccer, you know, and like a lot of soccer players do weight training to strengthen their legs. And I think I fell in love with the weight training, or with the feeling of being strong and being big and all that. And I wanted to win Mr. Universe. And it was a dream that I had when I was 15 years old. And it's a dream that a lot of kids have. And that's what the film Pumping Iron is about a dream that kids have. And they make it come true in a film. You know, you can see that. And that's what I did.
Yeah, and you can see it. And that's what I did. Okay, I have to work on my Arnold impersonation. I have to work on my Arnold impersonation. Yeah, that's what he did. So he had that film Pumping Iron. Levantando pesas, los hierros. I don't know how you'd say pumping, but levantando hierros, basically pumping iron. And that was a great film. You ever seen that film, Tino? It is a classic film documenting Arnold back in the, I don't know, 70s and 80s or whatever it was, whenever he was early 80s, I guess. Los años 80, no, I think. When he was into competitive bodybuilding and his preparation and following him behind the scenes as he prepares and competes in the Mr. Universe competitions. Anyway, hey, why don't we move on though, everybody? Let's move on. That was a fun section, but I think we should go ahead with a little challenge. Un reto. This is a fun one. I'm talking about something we do every day. I'm talking about today's Twitter translation.
Translation.
That's right, the Twitter translation, everybody. I'm going to give a sentence in Spanish and you can say it in English. And if you want to participate, you can write in on Twitter or on Instagram. Tino, how can they find me?
Encuentra a Kyle en Instagram y en Twitter.
I'm Kyle Miller.
Lo que es lo mismo.
O lo que es lo mismo. That's right. SOS. That's right, folks. I'm Kyle Miller, is a name on Instagram and on Twitter. And the sentence I said, ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Here we go. Si hubieras venido, habríamos ganado. Ooh. Si hubieras venido, habríamos ganado. Mm. Si hubiéramos... Sorry, si hubiéramos venido, habríamos ganado. So that, my friends, I'm going to give you a hint here. That's the third conditional. Third conditional. So think about that one. Write in. Give me your translation, and we'll talk about it a little later on in the Drive Time show. Before we take a break, I want to remind you that we now have spots open for the Vaughn Summer Camp. Campamentos de verano, right? Summer camps. And there are spots open now, but I would act fast if you want to send your son or daughter or you yourself want to go to a summer camp. Act fast because these will fill up. I expect they'll be full soon. So call now to reserve a spot for the Vaughn Summer Camps. Find more information at GrupoVaughn.com or you can give us a call, 91- 1-3-3-5-8-3-3. That's right, 911-335-8333. We're out of time for the first half hour, but I'll be back. No te preocupes, volveré. I'll be back in just a few minutes with plenty more in the second half hour, so don't touch that dial.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTVE a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTVE a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Nuestros campamentos este año tienen un extra de diversión. Tanto si buscas un planazo de ciudad o darles un verano de multiaventura en inglés, tenemos un plan diseñado donde el aprendizaje y la diversión van de la mano. Más información en GrupoVaughan.com.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 911-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Excuse me, Richard, what does strive mean? To strive? Yes. What does it mean? It means esforzarse. And what does endeavor mean? Endeavor? As a noun or as a verb? Both. Well, as a noun, it means esfuerzo or empeño. And as a verb, it means esforzarse, like strive. And one more question. What does go all out mean? Go all out? That's a phrasal verb. Yes, yes, but what does it mean? Go all out? It means darlo todo, or dejarse la piel, or hacer hasta lo imposible. Thank you, Richard. Do you know why I'm asking these questions? Yes, I do. Yes, I know why. It's because you're a student of the Vaughan Method. You're a product of Vaughan. It's logical that you want to strive, to endeavor, and to go all out. That's what we call motivation, inspiration, and impetus. That's what happens when a student encounters the Vaughan Method.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
used to work on the docks. Living on a Prayer. We're going back to, my gosh, we're going back to 1986 here. And it was the follow-up to the hit, You Give Love a Bad Name. But this tells a story of Tommy and Gina, two kids working to make it on their own, to make ends meet and to survive and to be with each other despite challenges and constant hardships. And this song really struck a chord with America's youth, especially folks from New Jersey. It was written around the theme of these youngsters in New Jersey. The characters in the song relate to the working class fans that Bon Jovi played to. Tommy works on the docks, right, in the port, in the docks, while Gina works in a diner. There are certainly many of those in New Jersey. Now, John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora wrote this song with Desmond Child, who was quite a prolific songwriter who was brought in by the record company to give them a more commercial sound, like he did for Kiss on their song I Was Made for Loving You. The characters Tommy and Gina were based on a real-life situation that Desmond had encountered in the late 70s. His girlfriend at the time, Maria Vidal, he was living with, and himself had this situation. They were sort of to get by. And apparently he was a taxi driver, and his girlfriend was a singing waitress in a diner. Vidal was nicknamed Gina by her fellow employees due to her physical resemblance to the Italian actress Gina Lollobrigida. Anyway. Now, Bon Jovi first wanted to leave this off the record. He thought it wasn't good enough. He says, no, Valencia no está bien. It's not good enough. We're going to leave it off. We're not even going to put it on the record originally. But later on, of course, fortunately, he changed his mind. It went on to become a big hit. Why don't we go ahead and take a look at some of the lyrics to this one? Es un clásico, right? This is a classic song. Everybody knows this one. So, yeah, by the way, it went to number 4 in the UK, number 1 in the US. And it starts, once upon a time, not so long ago. And then, Tommy used to work on the docks. The union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. On his luck. Está con mala suerte. Tiene poca suerte ahora. Una mala racha, no? He's down on his luck. It's tough. So tough. Then talks about Gina. Gina works the diner all day. Working for a man, she brings home her pay for love. For love. She says, we've got to hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. We'll try it. We'll give it a shot. An attempt. Well, we're halfway there. We're halfway there, living on a prayer. Take my hand. We'll make it. I swear. I swear, which is like saying, I promise. Living on a prayer. Tommy's got his sixth string in hawk. Now, Tommy's got his sixth string in hawk. That's an interesting one. His sixth string means su guitarra, de seis cuerdas, his sixth string, his guitar. He has his sixth string in hawk. That means it's in the, to hawk it is like a pawn shop. And las tiendas de subasta, eso, las tiendas de segundo mano. I don't know what you call them. Not really subasta. It's not subasta. It's a pawn shop. It's like there's a show on, I think, on Discovery Max where with the pawn stars. Has visto pawn star? It says pawn, P-A-W-N. So to pawn means you go, you have a guitar or something, you give it to them, they lend you money, te prestan dinero a cambio de algo. The idea is you return the money plus interest and they make money. But they hold the item, lo que sea, whatever it is, they hold it in case you can't pay. If you can't pay, they get to keep the item. So if there's a guitar that's worth, let's say the guitar is worth 500 euros, que vale 500 euros, por ejemplo, a really a nice guitar. Maybe they lend you, you say, I want to borrow 300. I'll give you this 500 euro guitar. The intention is that later you'll get the guitar back. But it's just a collateral. So to be in hawk, to hawk it, hawk, H-O-C-K. To be in hawk means to be lent to one of these pawn shops. Okay? So he says, Tommy's got his six string in hawk. Now he's holding in for what he used to make it talk. He's holding in what he used to make it talk. So he's holding in his creative, his playing. He's all this. He wants to play the guitar, but he has to keep it inside because he doesn't have his guitar. It's tough. So tough. Gina dreams of running away. When she cries in the night, Tommy whispers, baby, it's okay. Someday. We got to hold on to what we got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Well, we're halfway there. Whoa, whoa, living on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Whoa, we're living on a prayer. We got to hold on to what we got. Blah, blah, blah. Repeat, 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 and that's the end. Ya está. Nothing new after that. It's a very simple song, believe it or not. No es nada complicado. We're not talking about here. We're talking about John Bon Jovi from the record Slippery When Wet, right? Resbaladizo cuando mojado, slippery when wet. Yeah. Classic. Classic album from the 80s. Los 80, amigos. 1986. All right, everybody, let's go ahead. How about today's expression of the day?
Expression of the day.
Well, our expression of the day today is the cold shoulder.
Qué fresquito.
Yes, so is. Now, the cold shoulder, if you give someone the cold shoulder, it means to ignore someone. Hombro frío. ¿Me estás dando el hombro frío?
Y eso es lo que no me gusta.
Hombre, claro. Hombro frío, pero no se dice eso en español. But in English we say, yeah, the cold shoulder. To give someone the cold shoulder means to ignore someone. No hacer caso a alguien. Are you ignoring me? Are you giving me the cold shoulder? Right? To ignore someone. To give them the cold shoulder. Give someone the cold shoulder. To give someone the cold shoulder. All right. Imagine I wanted to invite her to the movies with me, but she gave me the cold shoulder. I asked my boss for a raise, but he gave me the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
And we say the cold shoulder. We don't say a cold shoulder. It's the cold shoulder. We use the definitive article. Okay. Okay. All right. There we have it. Now, I know our listeners often tell me that they love phrasal verbs. We didn't do one yesterday. So why don't we jump in now and have a look at today's drive time phrasal verb.
Drive time phrasal verb.
Drive time phrasal verb. That's right, everybody. Our drive time phrasal verb today is to, excuse me, the drive time phrasal verb today is to turn out. Que es salir bien. Bueno, you could turn out poorly. Salir mal. Resultar. Bien o mal. Las cosas nunca salen como pensamos. Things never turn out the way we think they will. Things never turn out the way we planned or the way we think they will. Nadie lo creía, pero resultó ser verdad. Nobody believed it, but it turned out to be true. It turned out to be true. La canción resultó ser un fracaso. The song turned out to be a failure. A good expression as well. The song turned out to be a flop. F-L-O-P, a flop. It turned out to be a failure. It turned out to be a flop. Espero que todo te salga bien. Eso sí. I hope everything turns out well for you. Espero que sí. I hope everything turns out well for you. To turn out. La fiesta resultó ser un desastre total. The party turned out to be a complete disaster. To turn out. And this is what we call an inseparable phrasal verb. So we can't separate the verb and preposition, turn out, together. We don't say turn it out. No, turn out. So we don't put a pronoun in the middle. Not in this case. Okay. All right, friends, let's go ahead. Vamos un poco más para allá. Let's go ahead and see what people are talking about in the online world. I'm talking about the return of our trending topic.
Trending topics.
Trending topics. Well, I'm sure you've seen the famous Andy Warhol painting of Marilyn Monroe. You know the one, right, Tino?
He says, yeah, claro.
Well, that painting has recently fetched. To fetch is like ir a por. Go and get. But it also, to fetch can also mean to be sold for a certain price. Like it fetched a lot of money. And it recently fetched a record $195 million.
Bastante pasta, eh?
$195 million. It's become the most expensive 20th century artwork ever to go on auction. It's a 40-square-inch portrait called Shot Sage Blue Marilyn. And it's one of dozens of images the artist made of Marilyn Monroe in the 1960s. And it just sold for a record $195 million at Christie's in New York on Monday evening, just a couple of days ago. Now, before the sale, Christie's had described the painting as one of the rarest and most transcendent images in existence. It had previously been shown at galleries, including the Guggenheim Museum in New York, the Centre Pompidou in Paris, and London's Tate Modern. Now, the auction house had initially said that it was expecting bids in the region of $200 million. Warhol's colorful reproductions of Monroe's portrait, originally a publicity stunt, a publicity trick, un truco para ganar publicidad for her 1953 movie Niagara. And they're among his most recognizable works alongside his signature paintings of Campbell's soup cans. Now, he used silk screen printing. It's almost like, I guess you say serigrafía. Serigrafía? I don't know if it's... Yeah, serigrafía, I think. Silk screen, which duplicates images on paper or canvas using a layer of fine mesh silk. It's like a stencil almost. And he started creating them in 1962, shortly after Marilyn Monroe's death. Now, he had other famous figures like Elvis Presley, Chinese leader Mao Zedong, and many different versions of Marilyn Monroe. So he has these screens and was able to screen print and produce multiple configurations, slightly moving one screen, slightly changing things. But for the most part, he was well, for the most part, they remain unique. Now, I guess you could, if you had that screen, you could go and make more of them. But obviously, the idea of it being an original is attractive. Now, they say, according to a museum in London, they said they saw him with, or at one point, have 50 different portraits that came from two canvases. My gosh. Now, a couple of these paintings are said to, there are other paintings that could be sold for even more. Some are considered to sell for more than $200 million. But other paintings, including, now, when we get into all time, we have the Salvator Mundi, which sold in 2017 for over $450 million. My gosh. Crazy money, everybody. Es una locura eso, eh? It's pretty crazy. But anyway, that's the story. That's what people are talking about in the news today, the sale of this Andy Warhol painting. Okay? But we're going to move on, everybody, to a section. This is a special section we do every once in a while for our taxi-driving friends. That's right, folks. It's taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Taxi time. It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Taxi time. It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Taxi time. It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Taxi time.
It's taxi time.
Taxi time.
Yeah.
Very good evening, Kyle. This is Javi, the taxi driver. Y aquí estamos, enganchados a la rosca. Will you help me out with this, Kyle? Here goes my taxi question. Uf, me temo que el viaje se acaba aquí, porque se ha pinchado una rueda. Pero no se preocupe, yo le llamo a otro taxi.
Okay, it's nice that he has an alternative here. He says, I'm afraid. I'm afraid the trip has to end here, or the journey has to end here. I've got a flat tire. Se me pinchó una rueda. I've got a flat tire. I got a flat tire. We have a flat tire. So the journey has to end here. But don't worry. I'll call another taxi. Llama otro taxi. O algo así, ¿no? I'll call another taxi. I'll arrange for another taxi driver to come pick you up. So, yeah. So he says, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. The journey has to end here because I've got a flat tire. Se me pinchó una rueda. We say a flat tire because when you get a puncture, it's a puncture. The air goes out, the bottom goes flat, right? Plano. Down to the cement, to the pavement, to the road. So he says, look, I'm afraid the trip has to end here. I've got a flat tire. But don't worry. I'll call another taxi to come pick you up. That's nice of him. He's going to call another taxi. So that's our friend Javi, our taxi driving friend out there. And they're off cruising around all the time, serving the public, getting the, taking people from A to B. And we thank them for their work. And there you go, folks. That is taxi time. Okay, but it is time to move on.
Paragraph of the day.
Paragraph of the day. This is a part of the show that I enjoy. You know, there's these completely random paragraphs, always different stuff, completely different information, different conversations, and it's works of real speech here. Okay, so here we go. Today's paragraph. As soon as you pick up your baggage and pass through customs, look for a rather short man who'll be holding a sign with your name on it. That's one of our drivers, and he'll take you to your hotel. The same fellow will be at the hotel at 7:30 the next morning to bring you to the office. Excuse me. The same fellow, el mismo tipo, will be at the hotel at 7:30 the next morning to bring you to the office. Yeah. As soon as you pick up your baggage, en cuanto recojas tu equipaje y pases la aduana and pass through customs, look for a rather short man who will be holding a sign with your name on it. Busca un hombre bastante, bueno, bajo de estatura, digamos, que estarás sujetando un letrero con tu nombre. He'll be holding a sign with your name on it. Yeah. That's one of the drivers, and he'll take you to your hotel. Uno de los conductores. That's one of the drivers, and he will take you to your hotel. Yes, uno de los conductores te llevará y te llevará al hotel. El mismo tipo estará en el hotel a las 7:00 de la mañana siguiente para traerte a la oficina. Yeah, the little guy's going to take you there. That's right. As soon as you pick up your baggage and pass through customs, look for a rather short man who'll be holding a sign with your name on it. It's one of our drivers, and he'll take you to your hotel. The same fellow will be at the hotel at 7:30 the next morning to bring you to the office. He will be at the hotel at 7:30 the next morning to bring you to the office. Yeah. So he's talking about this driver. You know, this guy, he's probably a special guest of the company. He's arriving to the airport, and there's a driver who's going to be there to pick him up, take you to the hotel, and then the next day, the same guy is going to be there to take him to the office. So he's explaining to this person who the, you know, that he's going to have this driver. This reminds me, I've never arrived somewhere with a sign, Kyle Miller. Never. I've never had that happen. But I did have it happen once. Pasó una vez. When I was in Asia. And what they did, where was I? I think it was in Cambodia. I was taking a boat, un barco. I was traveling in Cambodia about 15 years ago. And 12 or 15 years ago. And I went on this boat ride. And what they had done, evidently, por lo visto, is they had registered all the people that were driving with their, well, that were on this boat. Someone on the other side had probably bought, or they had arranged to know the names of the people, of the tourists that were on the boat, and they would pretend to be like an official driver. So I got off and I was wearing a red shirt, and this guy came up to me and he said, Kyle, Kyle, Kyle. And he knew my name. Someone had phoned him and told him there's a guy named Kyle. He's wearing a red shirt, probably, or they described me. So he looked for me and he tried to pretend he was my official driver. Evidently, he had a visual description of me that he was given. But it wasn't anything that I agreed to. So I didn't like the idea. And I tried to, and I insisted on going with someone else because this kind of bothered me that they were colluding to sell to me. Anyway, folks, we're just about out of time. I think we're going to take a short break. Shall we take a break, Tino? He says, yeah, un descanso, nos viene bien. So we're going to take a short break, everybody, but we'll be back. We'll be back in a few minutes with plenty more of the Drive Time Show. We do have more to talk about in our third, and final half hour. So stay with us, folks. Don't touch that dial.
listening to Vaughn Radio.
Excuse me, Richard. What does strive mean? To strive? Yes. What does it mean? It means esforzarse. And what does endeavor mean? Endeavor? As a noun or as a verb? Both. Well, as a noun, it means esfuerzo or empeño. And as a verb, it means esforzarse, like strive. And one more question. What does go all out mean? Go all out? That's a phrasal verb. Yes, yes, but what does it mean? Go all out? It means darlo todo, or dejarse la piel, or hacer hasta lo imposible. Thank you, Richard. Do you know why I'm asking these questions? Yes, I do. Yes, I know why. It's because you're a student of the Vaughn Method. You're a product of Vaughn. It's logical that you want to strive, to endeavor, and to go all out. That's what we call motivation, inspiration, and impetus. That's what happens when a student encounters the Vaughn Method.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Gain Fluency. Gain Fluency with Richard Vaughn. I wrote this book last summer in fall. It's a very, very simple book. Very straightforward. But it's a very, very powerful book. It will triple your fluency and effectiveness when you speak. However, it's designed only for those people who truly want to make big progress. And to make big progress, you have to work hard. Before you buy the book, read the instructions. If they terrify you, if they horrify you, or if you refuse to subscribe to my philosophy, don't buy it. Don't buy the book. Don't waste your money. But if you are willing to make the effort, if you are willing to join me in the journey from point A to point B, you will witness a miracle. Hard work produces more miracles than any other strategy or approach. Gain Fluency with Richard Vaughn.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.